We end today's Democracy Now! Special by looking at President Trump's mental health and a growing movement among mental health professionals called Duty to Warn. Last month, President Trump slurred his speech and mispronounced his words during an address on Israel. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders responded to questions about Trump's slurred speech by announcing he'd scheduled a physical health exam. Meanwhile, New York Times chief White House reporter Maggie Haberman commented on Trump's behavior when she was interviewed on CNN last month.
Something is unleashed with him lately. I don't know what is causing it. I don't know how to describe it.
You see a difference in the past, what, days, weeks?
I think the last couple of days' tweets have been
unhinged,
markedly accelerated in terms of seeming a little unmoored.
This all comes as Pentagon leaders told a Senate panel they would ignore any unlawful order by the president to launch a nuclear strike. The testimony came as part of the first congressional hearings in more than 40 years on the president's authority to start a nuclear war. Dr. Bandy Lee is a forensic psychiatrist on the faculty of Yale School of Medicine, an internationally recognized expert on violence. She edited the book, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, 27 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President. The book became a bestseller when it was published in October. I began by asking her about her concerns about President Trump's mental health.
It's actually historically unprecedented that so many mental health professionals have come forth with their concerns under any president of any party. So it really is the first time that this many mental health professionals are coming together in a coalition. We even have a website now, dangerouscase.org, where the public and lawmakers can discourse with us. There are thousands of us at this point.
Lay out what your concerns are as a psychiatrist.
So our concerns are that someone with this level of mental instability and impairment has this much power in the office of the presidency, basically the power to start a devastating war, to launch nuclear missiles without any inhibition. You saw from the hearings that there is very little inhibition in place right now. Within 5 minutes of the commander-in-chief's orders, nuclear missiles could be launched without question.
And how does that relate to his mental fitness?
And, of course, his decision-making capacity. Having such levels of impulsivity, having a loose grip on reality, and being so fragile in his ability to cope with ordinary stresses, such as basic criticisms or unflattering news, will tend to unravel, especially in times of heightened stress, such as under the special counsel's investigations. Mm. What is most concerning for us is that his way of coping with this critical sense of need at every moment, so much to the point where he cannot think of the past or the future or consequences, his main urgency is to quench the need at the moment. And the way he does this is by burnishing his power, by going to belligerent language or affirming conflicts and others' sense of the world is a threatening place where you have to be violent.